ABC Radio Australia.
We begin with a Pacific community leader in Australia who fought for the resumption of commercial guava imports. Fears they could be stopped again now that guava smuggling into the Northern Territory, where it's banned, has also resumed. Last week, ABC News broke the story that the illicit guava trade to remote Aboriginal communities in the Northern Territory is back in full swing since commercial imports resumed a few years ago. That was a major reason why imports were banned nearly two decades ago, and Pacific Islanders in Australia are worried history could repeat itself. But a guava grower in Vanuatu doesn't think that will happen because of the economic and political importance of the trade to Pacific Island countries. Liam Fox reports.
Ratu Masanawa, a leader in Brisbane's Fijian community, is among the Australians of Pacific Islands heritage who lobbied hard to get commercial guava imports flowing again. He was devastated when he saw the news that smuggling into the Northern Territory has also resumed.
It's just disappointing that people went back the same way. And, you know, if the government turns around and bans guava again, like it's just, yeah, I just don't have any good things to say about those people.
The Australian government banned imports back in 2007, in large part because of the harm that guava smuggled into the Northern Territory and sold for exorbitant prices was causing in remote Aboriginal communities. After that, the only way you could bring guava into the country was on a flight from a Pacific country with a 2 kilogram limit for personal use. That meant it was hard for Pacific Islanders living here to access guava for cultural and social use. So when the government announced in 2019 that restrictions would be eased and commercial imports resume, it was warmly welcomed. Now, though, Ratu Masanawa is worried that could all be undone.
After all the things that we did as a community, in especially for our Fijian community, like we had to go through a whole lot of video interviews and radio interviews with you. We were able to go use our senators, Senator Paul Scott, to lodge our proposal in Parliament, in the Senate.
Michael Luthay from the Vanuatu Carver Industry Association had mixed emotions when he saw the ABC story about carver smuggling into the NT.
I was not sure if I was to laugh or to cry because of it. You know, like they were presenting the carver seized as if it was a big shipment of cocaine or heroin or some really dangerous stuff.
But he doesn't think there's a risk the carver trade will be shut down.
Because I will hope that if something like this happened and they try to ban guava, I will hope that the governments in the South Pacific will react strongly and will just say, no, this is not acceptable. This is normal trade. This is a normal product. This is far less dangerous than alcohol. So if you want to ban it, we will not accept it. And we will expel your high commissioners. We will retaliate by banning import from Australia.
Another reason Mr. Luthay doesn't think Australia will stop guava imports is the political nature of the trade. A big part of the reason why then Prime Minister Scott Morrison decided to ease guava restrictions was to strengthen relations with Pacific countries to counter China's growing influence in the region.
I think Australian government realised the importance of guava, not only from a traditional and cultural perspective, but also economically. And also they must realise that it's not some fentanyl sort of thing. No one is overdosing from guava here.
He thinks the answer to the problem caused by smuggling into the Northern Territory is simple. Lift the ban there.
By legalizing it, you're just getting rid of all those would-be rich, quick guy who will be smuggling guava in some remote communities. You just have guava available in the shop, guava bottles available, maybe just with a normal dosage sort of thing. You could have some guava bars opening and people would be quietly drinking guava in a quiet and safe environment.
Ratu Masanawa doesn't agree.
I don't think we should do that. In my opinion, I think there's a reason for doing that in the NT. That's why they do that. They ban guava because they misuse it over there.
He says it's common knowledge Pacific Islanders are involved in the smuggling and their communities need to take action.
Get the community leaders to be, you know, up in arms against these people who are doing it, because it's spoiling the whole Pacific Island community. And it's just so unfair.
And that's Ratu Masanawa from Brisbane's Fijian community, ending that report from Liam Fox.